Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome everyone. I am your host and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. I have for you an amazing show for you today with an amazing, fantastic guest. How can I disappoint my listeners? And today is not going to be the exception. Today I have prepared for you a very interesting subject, and I know some of you are going to be curious, and some of you are not going to be too curious. So I try to please everyone, and I'm trying to make sure that this is politically correct to everyone. So, well, that is my show, and as you all of you know, thus I'd like to explore a lot of different subjects, and today is not going to be the exception, as I mentioned earlier. We have prepared for you, as I mentioned, a very, very interesting show. But before I talk a little bit about my guest and introduce the bio, I need to take my couple of minutes of time that I always do. I have to, because I have to thank my amazing listeners all over the world. Yes, you've heard it right, all over the world. And wow, I mean, it's amazing how we have worked really, really hard for this success, the amazing success that the Lizzie T Radio Show has reached. And here we are, over 38 countries all over the world. And I can't name them all because there are too many. And but I will say this. We have listeners in Australia, South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands. And here through our 10 beautiful provinces, we have listeners in New York, United States. Our guest is from the States. We also have Italy, England, Turkey. We have reached to Nigeria, Africa, and my goodness, the list goes on. Thank you again for being part of this amazing network here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. And I'm so happy and so honored that you have supported us the last 2 years. Yes, we've been online for 2 years. And I have to tell you that recently I received a nomination for the best radio show and TV show here and in Ontario, my region, so in Canada. So thank you so much. I will be receiving this award coming up on the International Women's Day, and it happens to be my mother's birthday as well. So thank you for the nomination, and thank you so much for this amazing surprise that it's you know, it was meant to happen, and here it is. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, email us at radio@lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca, and our website is lizt.com, lizt.com. Also, follow us on Twitter, likes us on Facebook, and we are on YouTube as well. So thank you so much for your support. We have over 10,000 likes on social media, which is fantastic. Very proud of that. And we have also following in Twitter and YouTube. We're in Pinterest. We're pretty much everywhere. And this is amazing. So thank you so much for your support. Today, I love to talk about the International Day. And once in a while, I do mention it. And I mention because there's interesting things that are happening all over the world. And an International Day is just basically as a way of celebrating today. And today is not the exception. And the reason I'm mentioning today is because, as some of you know, I have a little girl that loves animals, and I have a husband that is a wildlife photographer. So International Day today is Polar Bears Day. That's right. Today is the International Polar Bears Day. So that's an interesting day, and there you go for all of you that are naturalists or love polar bears, and we have a lot of a huge situation with polar bears, and with the ice being thin and all that. This is a really amazing day to support the polar bears. So there we go, the International Polar Bear Day. Our sponsors. We've been getting a lot of emails for people to sponsor our show. Thank you so much. Today we're being sponsored by NatureNova.ca. NatureNova.ca. We'll be playing the commercial just in a little while. And also, we are being sponsored by Woman on Fire. So contact Allison Harvey. Woman on Fire is a huge event that is taking. It's going wild. The wildfire, it's like a wildfire. And Allison has workshops running in Canada, Vancouver, Toronto, New York, Miami, and soon to be in Europe. So contact Allison Harvey. Right after my interview, we will be having also a musical section. So what is a radio show without music? So for you that have submitted your MP3, we are playing your song. So today it will be a surprise. Right after the interview, I will be playing a surprise song that you have submitted to us here at the Lizzy T Radio Show. So if you're interested in being part of the of having your MP3, your song, your singer, if you are a singer, songwriter, and if you would like us to play your song, the email is lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca, radio because it is a radio show at lizt.ca. Fantastic. So I will be playing the commercial, and hopefully my guest will be coming up soon to talk to us. I'll be right back. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzy T Radio Show.
Lizzy T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today. Lizzy T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And it looks like my guest, it will be delayed a little bit. So what are we going to do? We are going to be playing the song route that we were supposed to play right after the interview. And the song is a beautiful, beautiful song by Georgette. And she is definitely somebody that is working really, really hard to have their music being exposed to all over the world. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are supportive 150% of your craft, of your music, and what you love to do. So if you would like to have your song being played here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are more than welcome and more than willing to help you out with this desire. So this is Georgette, and hopefully you enjoy it. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and we're back, and it looks like we have our guest right on the line. That is fantastic. So I will play a little bio, and I'll be right back.
Author Craig L. Conrad, Heart's Desire. To be right with God, to be found holy, blameless, and pleasing in His sight. Favorite books, the Bible, Holiness by J.C. Riley, The Godly Man's Picture by Thomas Watson. Favorite books in the Bible, Gospel of John, the Psalm. Favorite Bible verse, Psalm 73:25-26. Favorite hymn, Be Though My Vision, Biblical Role, Jesus, David, Abraham, Jeremiah, and Paul. Greatest Fear, Not Giving God My Best, My All. Started writing poetry at junior high school, palm for books from 1990 to 2014. Contemporary Christian Songwriter, 1985, 300 songs. And now let's welcome with a huge round of applause, Craig Conrad.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show, Craig. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine.
Fantastic, and thank you, and welcome. Now, let's get started. We're a little behind here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Welcome to Cold Canada, Toronto. So for the listeners that are listening to us all over the world, you have about 38 countries listening to us right now. Not to make you feel nervous, but what part of the States are you from?
I'm from North Carolina.
North Carolina. My goodness, I have to add up that one to my map. Every time I get a new guest from the States, I love to have, and I think I've already had a couple of guests from North Carolina. So how is the weather in North Carolina right now, Craig?
Oh, we just got over a snowstorm.
Okay, so you guys are experiencing the same thing that we are experiencing as well. So let's talk a little bit about yourself, Craig. And for the people that are listening to us right now all over the world, other than the writer, other than the Christian, and by the way, everyone, this is not a religious radio station, but I am the type of person that I love different topics, and I do not discriminate, and I think that everybody has the right to say and to talk about it and to write whatever they feel like it, and this is my final say. So other than the writer, who is Craig? Is he married? Does he have kids? Let's get a little bit personal here for the listeners.
Okay, I'm married. I've been married since 1997. I have one daughter. She's 14 years old. And I'm just a pretty regular person, you know, a little bit on the easygoing side. I'm not moody or whatever. I just, you know, I just spend a lot of time thinking.
Right, right. So you are a common person, just like many other people out there in the world, that has some differences, by the way, because not everyone writes a book. So you wrote a book, and let's talk about this book. The title of your book is?
Be Not Deceived.
Right. So for people that are listening to us right now and they're looking at the pictures on my social media, and by the way, everyone, this is recorded, so you will hear later on, and you're seeing pictures of the cover of the book. Can you tell us a little bit about the book? What and who inspired you to write this book?
Basically, when the poems came, like usually I just write songs, but when I have something that's really deep and it's like, and it can be put into like a melody, lyrics or whatever, I would just sit down and I would write a poem to like get all the thoughts out. These poems, they're not like anything that can be placed to music. They're just like something like, you know, that's, a lot of times, like, it's just something you have to get out of yourself, you know, and I would just write it. And I would put a lot of time into it, and until it said exactly what I wanted to say, I would just stick with it until I felt like it was completed.
Interesting. Interesting, very interesting. Now, so you are a writer. You write poems. You write music. Do you also love to read the Bible? You have many, many scriptures, and this is fantastic, phenomenal, which more people, even Christians and not a Christian, could read the Bible, because definitely there's a lot of teaching there. Now, you wrote it about what would you say, Craig, that is the main focus or that you're putting this book out there? Because it might feel, when people are looking at the pictures of the cover of the book, it might give the impression that it's a bit contradictory. And that note, how did that make you feel? Now, you are talking about a very delicate subject, but here you are. You're very courageous, and you're letting it out there, which is fantastic. So my question is, let me get to the point before you don't... What is the question? What is the main focus or priority on putting this book out?
Oh, the book is just to open the eyes and the minds of people to all the deception that's going on. It's a deception within the church, deception within our own selves, and deception, like, within the government. It's just like, just a lot of deception out there, and a lot of people are just blind to it. And I just want, you know, like, I put it out just so people, just open eyes.
People's mind. So you consider, Craig, do you consider yourself being a religious person? There is a lot of corruption, and I have to say, within the government, especially in the United States, and I think every country in the world, there is definitely in the church. But would this make you be away from your relationship, let me put it this way, your relationship with a higher being, that disappoints you or not?
Does this disappoint me in, like, my relationship with a higher being?
Yes, knowing the corruption and knowing that some religions are basically being corrupted.
Oh, I don't depend on other people for my relationship with God. The way I am, the way I think is, it doesn't matter how people act or whatever in their own lives. I will not let that stop me from being who I am. I would.
Right.
I'm determined to accomplish everything that God would have me to be and to do.
And that is fantastic, Craig. I mean, you know that you've been called to do a job, and you know that you're being called to have, there's a calling for you, and here you're listening, kind of like Noah, you know. If you look at back, and when Noah was told, well, you got to build an ark in a place that never rained, you know, it's crazy, right? But he had a calling,
right.
There was a purpose, and here you are following your purpose and following your calling, and this is what you have to do, and here you are, you're doing it, and congratulations. You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live today, everyone. We have a guest all the way from North Carolina. Love the Carolinas, are very, very sweet people. This is the third or fourth time I've had a guest from North Carolina, and we're talking about a book. This book, by the way, we can definitely find on Amazon, but I will give you a little bit more detail because this is what Lizzie T's show is all about. Tell me who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new, and this is the theme of the show, and we're going to continue. If you have a question for me or my guest, don't be shy. We don't bite. Maybe a comment. Maybe you know Craig and you want to comment. The number to call is 347-996-3926. My social media is Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. And there is a radio button right now that you can click and listen to us live, or later on is you can listen and because it is recorded. So, Craig, as a new author, this is your first book, I assume. Have you thought of, it is, okay, have you thought of new releases another? Are you working on your second one?
Well, I'm not really working on a second one, but I have written 11 new poems since I completed this one.
Well, congratulations. It looks like you're probably on a roll. Once you've gotten this out, and you probably have tons of books inside of you, and I heard this before, everybody has a book inside of them, and you are not going to be the exception. There's more room for improvement. Now, Craig, one thing I love to ask, and I want to make sure that I remember to ask you, where can people find your book, and do you do any public speaking to talk about your book at all? Where can people contact you? Is there a website? Is there a phone number perhaps that you want to give to my listeners in the North Carolina area, or perhaps, you never know, Canada, or maybe even traveling within the United States?
Okay, right now the book is on Kindle on Amazon and also Barnes & Noble. And I can be emailed on my email address at benotdeceivedclc@hotmail.com.
Fantastic. So go ahead. Please go ahead, repeat it.
benotdeceivedclc@hotmail.com.
Fantastic. And by the way, I will have the links of Amazon.com and also Noble. And you can click on the link and you can purchase your book, your own copy, right there on my social media. And also later on, this show will be on my website. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, time is flying by. We have a special guest, a very, very exciting guest, somebody that loves to tell how it is, has definitely no shame to say who he loves, very, very spiritual person. His bio basically describes how much he loves God and how much he admires basically Jesus and many other people in the Bible. So, and he's writing a book, so make sure that you do get in contact with him. If you if you were listening to us right now and you're wondering, who does Lizzie have today? An amazing fellow all the way from North Carolina. Love to visit. I have never been there. Craig, I have a couple of more questions. Now, you have in the book, you have a chapter in the book that is called The Terrorism and the White House. What is that all about?
Well, basically, right now over in the Middle East, in like Syria and Iraq, you have Christians being murdered right and left. Even in Nigeria, they're being murdered right and left by, I hate to say it, being murdered right and left by extremist groups. And yet, our government is just like, it's just slow to react. It's slow reacting to what's happening, especially that, especially the one in the White House. He doesn't see it. It's right. Everybody else sees it, but he doesn't see it. And I'm talking about like you have Christians being beheaded, be having them being impaled, being crucified, and nothing's being said by anybody in the White House. Not a word coming out from the president. Yet he says he's a Christian. It doesn't make sense. If you're a Christian, you see another Christian being hurt, murdered, destroyed like this, why are you not speaking out?
It's so true, though. There's a lot of things that politicians turn their face away from, and it's very hard for us that are on the other side. Honestly, I personally do not understand it. How can we have different beliefs being persecuted and nobody's doing anything about it? And that's definitely not fair. And we have to believe and we have to stress that God will make justice. And here you are putting a book out there just kind of to expose the whole situation. And this is phenomenal. It takes a lot of guts, a lot of courage to do what you're doing, and here you are doing it, and we congratulate you. Craig, I just wanted to thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show here in Toronto, Canada, all the way from beautiful North Carolina in the United States. We want to wish you the best, the greatest success. I know you have many things that you want to accomplish, and one of them perhaps is even going on a second book. And our support is here, 150% support from us Canadians. And, this has been an amazing interview, and I hope you had as much as fun as I did. And any last word for my audience, for my 38 countries that are listening to us right now all over the world? Any last word?
If you decide to purchase the book, just read it and take it to heart. And act accordingly.
Fantastic. And make sure that you do tune in. I have just added the link from Amazon, and the book is only $18.57, and this is, you know, just unbelievably cheap. I mean, you buy a lot more when you go out for lunch, and this is definitely is a book for you to have on your library. Thank you so much, Craig.
We wish you
a fantastic evening, and God bless. Make it a fantastic day.
You too. Thank you very much.
And that was Craig Conrad, everyone. An amazing book. Make sure that you do purchase the title is Not to Be Deceived in Amazon and also on Barnes Noble. Continue on our Lizzie T Radio Show. We will have our music on section, and today is not going to be the exception. If you want us to promote your music, we know that you need a little bit more exposure on your music, on your craft, what you love to do. Here we are supportive. So because it is a radio show, we will be playing your song that you have submitted here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Our email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio@lizt.ca. CA for Canada. Georgette Randall.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Song you've never heard.
Creating success for not only herself, She boldly shares her journey on this road with others so they too can appreciate her challenges, witnessing her tears, but most of all, the smile of accomplishment. Woman on Fire seeks mentorship and support through the hills and valleys of business. She is not afraid to fail because she knows that in her failure lies her lessons for success that will bring her from the darkness and into the light. Women on Fire are known for listening to that small voice in the depths of their inner being, choosing to believe in themselves when no one else does. Woman on Fire is about allowing yourself to discover and share your gifts with the world. Woman on Fire North America Tour is looking for sponsors for conferences, Toronto, Montreal, Vancouver, and Miami. Contact Allison Harvey at 647-713-3622. WomanOnFire.ca.
Lizzie T. Radio Show. Canadian Show.
Now